Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Political figure was the 45th president of the United States.
I'm not denying that. Or
you're
that
like, no, you keep talking like he's Alex Jones. He's the president of the United States.
This is the latest podcast we've ever done in our life.
Yes, it is.
It's 11 p.m. It's the latest podcast we've ever done in our life, and there's only one guest that we would do this for.
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 45th president of the United States of America.
We actually did a video with Donald Trump. I'm not even kidding. It got taken down. Unfortunately, you guys didn't get to watch it.
Yeah. If you missed that, sorry.
We're going to be talking about that. How are you guys feeling today? We're in Vegas, usually not a good sign. You guys, I'm going to just say it frankly right off the bat, you went to bed at like 7 p.m. last night. You spent your night reading Tony Robbins' newest book.
I'm building
the Sidemen are in town. KSI's in town. Never happens. Why am I alone entertaining these guys at the club?
You are that friend. You are that friend who makes your friends feel bad about making good decisions. Yeah. That's a toxic person.
Okay.
And he says something. He talks about this book that's going to lead you to a better life.
I mean, it's bro, alive. But it's like you start this global national company, Emerp. Prime with I read it backwards, sorry, with KSI, and you know the whole squad comes here from the UK, and you get your turn down service and stick chocolates in your ears. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
I'm down very bad. What'd you say?
Did they turn you down? They want to do a podcast. You want to do a podcast?
No, because they're here on holiday, Jeff. They're not here to work. Dog, that's what they say.
That's what
in
they
the
say
UK.
In the UK. It's a vacation's holiday. A holiday. They're on holiday. The Sidemen were wanting to relax, which is
that I wouldn't say that's what they're trying to do because they did very little of that last night. These boys were firing on all cylinders, firing, bro.
Yeah,
they fell off like one by one. So like the first one to go home. So we went to XS. Chainsmokers were on stage. We had a big ass table with a bunch of Prime and a bunch of booze and like a. Also, they all have girlfriends. I should throw that out as well.
Ooh.
But we were there hanging out. And, you know, first, I think Ethan left and then Simon and then KSI wanted to leave. So they all left. But the late heads were like, dude, me, Zerka.
The real DJs, bro.
We went till 9:30 a.m. on the tables, bro. Gambling, having a blast. Those guys are fun guys, bro.
If you catch Mike past 4:30 a.m., it gets dark.
Mm-hmm.
We said that on the Chainsmokers podcast. Mm-hmm. We had them on the podcast. You went out with them. Mike, I just can't do it. I'm an adult. I'm grown. I came to Vegas to work. I came to Vegas to shoot Impulsive.
KSI on the side, man.
What?
It's a business partner.
I was with KSI all day. I was with him all day. And my question is, do you think the people that came here to watch Dana White on this podcast give a fuck about any of this? Did your sound just cut out?
Gone. Sound's gone completely. Sound's gone. It's almost like nothing that ever did in life mattered. It's like you know.
Show the sound guy.
He's struggling with a mask on.
He's from Vegas.
Pissed off, ready to fucking.
He's got
strangle,
a Vegas hat on. That's
strangle
how you
George.
Can tell.
Maybe what we're saying still matters, though.
Why is he wearing a mask?
Because he's really being fucking safe, bro. He's being safe.
Can you hear anything?
I can't hear shit. George can hear everything. Cause...
This sucks, dude. This sucks. Yo, if I was Dana White, I'd be late to my podcast, too. We fucking suck. The worst. He's not even late. He flew from Orlando. I think one of his family members had a cheerleading competition.
No, really? Can you confirm, Lene?
I think that's accurate.
His PR person's here. Her name's Lene. We chanted for her. We do chants when we meet new people, new cool people. Lene. Anything?
Could you imagine seeing Dana White?
Well, whatever, dude. Fuck it. We don't take breaks on the show.
Why do you watch NASCAR?
Why
does one watch NASCAR? Yeah.
NASCAR.
You're waiting for the car crash. This is the car crash.
You're witnessing it in real time. The 34 car cut off the 21. He's on fire. Everyone's fucking going crazy. Look
to that idiot. He's burning.
He's making another left turn. No, this is tough. And this is what I'm saying. Like, surely, you know, the Dana White impulsive crossover, it can garner a big audience. We have a lot of potential here. And yeah. you're witnessing us ruin all of it. We're ruining all of it.
Wouldn't be the first time, dude. I mean, we're just not the number one podcast anymore.
Not according to that one billboard in LA.
I've been looking for that motherfucker ever. I've been driving for you can't, 40, 50
here's what,
minutes.
Here's what you can't do. You can't call yourself the number one podcast like we've been doing forever. That's the end of the sentence.
Well, hold on a second. So here's what I'll say. Here's
we've been doing that.
How did you end up back on my lap?
I think our commercial should just be every single time that you've said, number one podcast, number one podcast.
Just me saying we're the number one podcast over and over and over again. I haven't even done it for this episode yet. By the way, Mr. Kyle. Stefan, why would you fucking tell me his name is Kyle?
Dorado. He lives in Dorado. Dorado. Great.
His whole name, I guess. Dorado.
Was all that recorded?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, good.
Recording is just the headphone I'm cut off for some reason from that.
Okay.
We're keeping all that, right?
I think so.
Okay. The world's number one podcast. I feel like you can go about this in two ways. One is statistically, which.
Is fucking lame. That's the lamest way to measure anything.
100% with data and actual facts.
Fucking nerds.
But that technically, if you wanted to be a fucking number cruncher, Excel files down a row or columns or whatever, it would be Joe Rogan, right? So Rogan's got the biggest audience. Now, if you want to do it based on the sentiment of the people doing the podcast, then we're the number one podcast in the world. You know what I'm saying? Because we believe it is. So therefore, we are.
I do think we are the number one podcast in the world. And by the way, welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. These are facts.
Right.
Sure, I'm a little biased. It's my podcast. But I wouldn't lie about something that isn't true.
Do you know, I embarrassingly thought we were actually the number one podcast. So I was talking to some, my friends, like, yeah, we're on the number one podcast. Because you do realize you're not actually the number one podcast.
No,
right?
What do you mean?
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
What are you saying?
I'm all hands off on this one, bro.
Yeah, because
I feel like I'm walking into the lion's den.
Well, I'm just confused.
I was wrong, and you guys are both right.
Got it.
Sorry, won't happen again.
well said, Mike.
Yeah, man.
So just sitting here waiting for Dana White.
But listen. I
promised myself as a Middle Eastern, I would never bomb this hard in my life. But this is possibly the worst start to.
I disagree.
You guys had worse beginnings than this.
No. This is absolutely one of the best. Not.
Oh, got you. You know what I love is that you guys are always synced. Like, regardless of which direction you guys go, you guys are very much synced.
Watch this. Were you expecting that to happen in real time?
Pick a number one out of 10. 1, 2, 3.
7.
Again, 1, 2, 3.
5.
Fuck you.
The fact
Mike.
That we got it the first
Why would
time
you
was good.
3?
Because, dude, I don't fucking know.
5 is 2 less than 7.
Yo, can we unpack the other thing that we were talking about? Or did we already unpack it?
What? Me being mean?
Just
how the fuck are we knowing what's in your mind?
Is that me being mean?
Well, we could do that, yeah. Why be mean to George?
Have I been mean to you?
Severely. But, and I only say that because all of my loved ones are telling me. I didn't even notice until somebody was like, dude, are you okay with that? And I was like, what are you talking about, bro? What? And I was like, and there were stages. There was like, you know, he's in a boxing match right now. He's really stressed. And then there was like, guys, he's on drugs. You know, like, let's give him a chance. And then he was off of drugs. And now you're clearly doing well. And now I'm just offended.
what have I said?
Just nothing nice.
Oh, I order cookies.
See, like, you never even listen to me.
Did
you actually order cookies?
And a milkshake.
We actually are.
Did you order us a milkshake?
There's 3 big cookies.
But how many milkshakes? Do you see what I'm saying here?
Bro, I didn't know y'all would be here.
I have a funny story. Maybe we could talk about that. Me and Reed were in the elevator, and I walk in, and I see one light on. It's level 38. So I'm like, what the fuck is this? Who came in and just left? So I hit our level and I go, huh? And this drunk guy walks in, can't form sentences, can't move. And in my heart, I go, if this man is going to level 38 right now, Jesus Christ is looking out for him. So I told Reed, and this guy's like, and he can't form any sentences.
Vegas, baby.
So I asked him, sir, where are you going? And he goes, level 38. And it just he just gets off.
Is there a chance that he hit it and in his drunken stupor exited the elevator and then was like, oh, I'm on the wrong floor.
I got back in.
You just ruined so much for me.
I'm a man of logic, George. Is that being mean? Is that was that mean?
No, no, that wasn't mean. That was actually the nicest you've ever talked to me.
I'm going to ask you something. Is your sound cutting in and out?
No, my sound's great. But the only problem is I don't want to hear anything that's coming out of your mouth. So I wish it would cut off completely.
See, that's nice. Can we zoom into this? This is the most delicious thing I've ever seen in my life.
Do you generally rate things based on visual appearance?
I'm just a really positive guy. And it's led me down bad paths. But I'm just here.
We went and got lunch today. It was delicious. We ran into some fans.
I got to say this. Mike, hands down, the best person to meet when it comes to fans. He loves his
attention and clout.
See, this is what George was talking about.
Oh, does that mean? Does that mean?
No, but you know,
before
you
go any further, Mr. B sat right there, and he said otherwise, motherfucker.
I'm gonna side with Logan. I did think that it was like, you know, he's like, oh, this is my moment now. It's gonna flee in a couple years, like, and so like I thought that was him doing it, but like he literally sits there and gets to know them, talks them, love. He was even giving a guy a noogie. He was hugging this other dude. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
That's
here?
Assault,
that's
brother.
Assault, man.
It is.
See you going in prison. Hey, brother. Hope you like court. Hope you like jail time.
Are you
time.
Fucking good over there?
You guys got any more of those podcast topics? Or are we just going to sit here and talk about fucking garbage all day until Dana White gets here?
This can't be the way we start this, Dana White.
Bro, who knows what we use? We may cut some of this. Who knows?
I think we used all of it.
Yeah, I agree. You know, guys, this is what it's like to see behind the scenes of the number one podcast in the world. This is what really happens.
I can't believe that girl that gave everyone head a fucking finger.
Nope,
throat.
That's not coming back up in conversation. But it was worth a shot. It was worth a shot, man.
I texted her today, actually.
No,
how weird
we're
is
not
that?
Talking about this shit.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm the one that has to go fucking meet with her at small coffee shops. In cars with tinted windows and reclined seats. No, I'm just, wait, what? I'm like, I have some news, actually. No, bro, you know, I mean, yeah.
I was riding a quad in Puerto Rico the other day. And the back of it caught on fire. And Mac was in the Can-Am behind me, and he pulled up next to me going super fast. He's screaming at me. I'm like, what are you screaming at? He goes, you're on fire. I'm like, I know, I'm killing it. I'm like, I'm fucking crushing it, dude. He's like, no, you're on fire. And I look back and the whole shit is smoking. I'm like, oh, this is how I die. And I've been thinking about that a lot recently.
I don't know if I could do the whole show with the milkshake throat. You sound like Mike Tyson with shrooms in his mouth.
What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm going to die.
What the fuck?
Did someone throw up?
Oh. What do you mean? Like, are you having visions of it?
No, no visions. It just concerns me.
Oh, because you're on the right path.
Is that why?
Yes, because when you're really on something good, the devil tries to fuck you up.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. I say this all the time, because every time something really, really good happens, I immediately think my mom's going to die. Immediately, and I get sad. And I get really, really fucking sad. And my mom used to always tell me, don't let the devil blind you from the joy that you've built. So you're doing all this thing. You're about to launch your project. You're about to do all these good things. And he's just trying to steal your joy the whole
time. I'm scared.
Don't be scared. If you're going to die, bro, look what you've done.
But
be happy with it, bro. And listen, I know this sounds really fucked up, but if you die this young, you just become a legend.
Sound cut out.
Are you?
Cut, it's back. Can you imagine George going up on stage at the Oscars, winning the Oscar for best comedic performance, and he's crying hysterically, and people are like, George, like, this should be the happiest moment of your life. Why are you crying? And he's like, because now my mom has to. What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, people? Bro, think about it.
No,
why
I'm
is
not
it,
gonna think about
this.
That.
I'll
like, could you imagine
quiz
getting
quiz
a trophy
it.
For something? And you're like, oh, too bad, but now the dog's dead. Are like, you? What's wrong with you?
Well, I'm saying you shouldn't.
You can't, and you say it from like a place of like wisdom. Like
it is.
Bro, these DMs, man. I'm trying to figure out what to do with these girls.
Take them on a date, Mike. Go to a concert. MMA festival? MMA festival.
An MMA festival. That sounds,
go to a baseball game, a basketball gig. Ladies, today's video is sponsored by SeatGeek. Not men. Live events are finally back. We're excited whether it's football, baseball, basketball, concerts, MMA, or festivals, or MMA festivals. SeatGeek puts tickets from all over the web in one place to make buying simple. SeatGeek is the absolute best place to buy tickets. We've got the app on our phone right here, and Coachella's coming up soon. So it might be a good idea to start searching for tickets right here in the app. They rate every ticket from 0 to 10 to make sure you're getting a good deal. Green means good, red means bad. I've also got a hookup for you. Use the code LOGAN for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That is $20 off your first purchase with promo code LOGAN. Make sure to click the link in the description to download the app. Thank you, SeatGeek. We love you. Back to the program.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you not happy right now?
I'm extremely happy.
Okay, were you not happy a few months ago doing your project? You were lost and confused? But yet you weren't thinking about death?
No,
he always is thinking. He's been telling me for 10 years he's scared he's going to die and somebody's going to film
him. Hey, let him fucking answer.
How does your voice get that high?
I don't know. Go ahead. No, Mike's right. Look, I'm an overthinker. Mm-hmm. I think about everything. Like, I think about everything that's bad. And then my thoughts have thoughts. What are your thoughts on thoughts?
My thoughts on thoughts, I measure them. So I notice and I...
Like,
and
do you think about what people think about?
I write my shit down. I write my feelings down so I reflect on them later. Every time I've ever felt like I'm about to die or somebody you love is about to die, it's always right when I should be celebrating my wins. So I'm like, fuck this. So now I just laugh about it.
I'm just scared. Things are going so well.
What did I just explain this to you? Well, you don't want to die right now because you want to reap the rewards that you sowed.
Am I greedy?
No.
I'm selfish and spoiled.
No, you're just mean.
Oh.
But you're not selfish. If anything, you're the least selfish person I've ever met. Bro, you've literally given us all money to go gamble and you didn't even record it. I'll never forget that. You literally pulled out money for no reason because we don't all gamble. We gave everybody $1,000, including Reed.
Not everybody.
Well, because he's rich.
Not everybody. And that, I've seen that 3 times. But I have all of
that. And by the way, George, I only did that so you talk about it on a podcast one day and make me look good.
Yo.
You and Mike, bro. Fuck you guys.
There's probably a term for what we're talking about, and in a way, you're right, because it's that feeling you get when, and it's a very negative outlook on life. Because when I got clean and started doing good shit in my life, I always felt like the other shoe. You know what they call the other shoe is gonna drop? Is that right? Am I saying that right?
Does
that
sound right? But exactly, right when you got clean and you got to the place you wanted to be.
But
and the devil got mad because he wanted you to keep doing drugs.
Do you want to know why I think that way, though, originally? Was because I had conditioned myself to think that way. Because in my addiction, the other shoe always did drop. Like, always, bro, because I was doing horrible things. So I got used to bad things happening. You condition yourself. Lately, I've been noticing... Because I obviously have a severe anxiety problem and fucking overthink all the time and have all kinds of issues, right? Mm-hmm. And for the longest time, I tried to quiet my brain. Quiet. Make those thoughts stop. Recently, I've been making a concerted effort. Is that right?
Yeah, you did it.
To not make the thoughts stop, but to overcome them with positive thoughts. This is the first time in my life I've ever tried this. It's not like you're not going to have anxiety today. It's you're going to do great today. You're going to be the best you've ever been today. You're going to be well spoken today. You're going to be on top of your shit today.
Seems easy on paper.
Can I say something?
Yeah, but it's a habit, right? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you've always done it. You've always written little letters to yourself in the mirror. My dick really isn't that small. Like, blah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you put it up there.
And look what happened with that one in particular.
You're wrong.
These things never change.
A lot of progress happens with a lot of work, right? So if a bodybuilder's buff, he had to work out a lot. He had to eat. He had to make the right decisions.
What about steroids?
So you guys have made great decisions when it comes to business. You guys have made great decisions when it comes to, like, a lot of things. But what you guys have cared to ever open up is that spiritual side. So what I would really, really, really highly suggest is tap in. And I'm not suggesting mine, but I'm just saying tap into one and see how it affects your emotions. Because emotions is a spiritual battle.
I'm spiritual. I'm very spiritual. I pray every night. In fact,
wait, what?
It's
what?
You do? Since when?
I pray every night.
I pray twice a day.
I'll pray right now. I'll do a prayer right now like I do normally.
But all I want to do is just do once. I want you guys to go to one.
You don't
want
to hear my prayer?
I was about to pray.
I was about to pray.
You're going
to
cut him off and put your finger in the air at him like this?
Well, I just, okay, I'm so sorry.
You fingered me.
I'm so sorry. Go ahead. That was mean of me.
No, it's the end of the day. Like, normally around this hour, I'd be doing my prayers. This is what I say. Dear God, Creator Universe, thank you for another blessed day on this blessed planet. It's a beautiful place you've created. Happy to be here. Just really happy to be here. Feel very grateful that I was very productive today. Felt very full and complete. I got to do what I wanted to do, which was nice. And I'm feeling very fulfilled again. And that feels good. And I'm very happy and thankful about that. I'm exhausted. But I like that because it means I put all of myself into today. And I want to express my gratitude and hope for another good day tomorrow. Amen. Thank you.
I love that. So here's one sec.
He can do it.
One sec. Where's the building? Where's you asking your creator to give you strength, wisdom,
no,
faith,
never,
knowledge?
Ever.
So
never.
That's that you're wrestling with pride.
I never ask.
You're wrestling with pride.
No.
What? Because you think you're at the level of God that you don't need to ask him for anything?
What the fuck?
You guys should fight right now.
That's what I'm saying, bro. No, for real.
No, what? Ask for what? I'm just
asking
grateful.
You shall receive, seeking you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. These are scripture based. Jesus is literally talking to you about it.
I feel like if I, but again, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I feel like if I ask, there's
repercussions.
I don't know. I just
it's
don't,
like you're doing it for
bro,
the wrong
literally
reason.
Literally, the devil's put like you in a headlock to not
reason.
I don't know. Grow. Like, is anyone else hearing this?
Yeah.
You don't want to grow. You're scared of it, and that's totally fine. But if there is a God and a creator of the universe and you're his son and you're asking for something, do you think he's going to put you in a position of like devastation just because you asked them? Have you ever asked your mom and dad for something that's not good for you? They're not going to give it to you. But if it's good for you, they will make it fruitful. So you should never be scared of asking. You're scared of having a real honest conversation. Once you start, a lot of things are going to start letting go.
What do you ask for when you pray? Do you ask for me to be nicer? And if not, can you?
I ask God to open up a relationship between you and him to a point where it's not selfish. And you're not just sitting there talking. You know what? Your relationship with God is like a relationship that you would have with a girl or a wife that you're like saying the things that would make her happy, but you're not really caring or doing the actual work.
Me?
Yes.
Because we've outlined earlier in this podcast, I'm horrible with relationships.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm praying for it. You get what I'm saying? Like, so that is my prayer for you. But my thing is, I think you're God, please take him all the way down to the ground so he can be humbled. No. But for example, right? The worst thing to you was Japan, but that is the best character development you've ever had.
And
in
a great country in general. We have to go there.
I love Tokyo.
I have to.
But
go
what
there.
I'm saying is that huge moment that you at one point in your life were like, I can't believe this happened to me. I wish it never happened to me. Now you're like, I'm so glad it happened to me. So what I'm saying is if God's going to put you in a sign of struggle, your arms hurt when you work them out, right? Because you're tearing muscles, but it also grows. It's also stronger. If you ask God for strength, he's going to put you through situations that's going to make you stronger. So you should ask for that. Because, bro, you're the leader of this ship. If you're fucking weak, we're all going fucking down. So don't be scared of asking God to make you stronger.
I don't want to be the leader anymore.
Yeah.
I'll start making prayers. I'll take it.
Well, you got some news for you, George.
I quit this fucking show's called stupid ass show. Now. I'm not going to sit here on the Dana White podcast without fucking Dana White.
Well, anyway, so if you guys can all open up first, to chapter 8.
We had our first host walk, dude. Oh, no. I mean, I've done it several times when I get sweaty.
I am waiting at this fucking door.
Yeah, yeah.
Until D. White comes through it.
Yeah, yeah.
If we don't use that segment, can I keep it? Because it was a great conversation.
We're using it all, George.
George, we're not cutting. This is an uncut episode.
Okay, great. Speaking I'm going to have a piece of this.
Speaking
it's warm.
Speaking of an uncut episode, I'm going to read you guys a DM that I had with this girl.
Read it.
This is a good one.
She said, I'm going to stay in and shower. All right. She said, I thought you were back from Vegas. And I said, no, I would have been asking to hang out with you. She said, so another night with no sex. And I said, story of my life. With that emoji where it's like kind of like twisted up, like the smirk emoji. And she wrote same. And I wrote, what are we going to do with ourselves? And she said, I know. And all my toys are at home. And I said, what's your go-to? And she said, I have a suction dildo I put in the shower and fuck myself on it. Just shot for the fucking fences, bro.
This guy's on a FaceTime call behind you.
That's fine.
Oh, speaking of, could you zoom into me real quick? Yesterday, my prayer to God.
No, there's no way you could go.
I said,
out of that
Adonai,
and back into
I go,
that.
I want to have a conversation with Logan about his relationship. We had one today. Dude, is that not crazy?
Is there a chance that you're one of the Muppets? Is that possible?
I thought about it a lot. I kind of want to be. I want to be on, is it Sesame Street? Is that Muppets or no? I'm so sorry. Please don't leave. Not two guests. Not two co-hosts. We can't do this. Please don't. Please don't. And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, an Assyrian boy, first land to hit this country. My parents were immigrants. And they asked me, how are you going to take over this world? I go, first, I'm going to make friends. And then, slowly but surely, I'm going to attack them to the point where they're going to want to leave a podcast. And then I'm going to take it all over. There's going to be comments down below being like, I can't believe this is happening. This is the worst day of my life. George Janko, the guy who usually doesn't talk, is now taking over. Please kill me now. Don't do that. Listen up. Be wise. Because I'm coming for you as well. I'm coming for your heart. I will take it. That lonely self that you have in the mirror, you look every single day, you brush, and you're angry, so you leave hate comments. I'm coming for you. I'm praying for you. There is no room for anger in my heart, ladies and gentlemen. Like David and Goliath, I am ready to take on this big beast.
I think we've been set up.
No.
I think we've been set up.
She wouldn't have came here.
Tell them what I'm saying, George.
I think Nelk told him.
Tell them what I'm saying, not what you think you're saying.
Oh, okay, so go ahead.
What do you mean? I already said it.
I didn't hear what you said.
Logan just said that I think Nelk set us up.
I think Nelk set us up.
It's what Logan just said.
Logan said this.
I think it's a setup.
I think it's a setup. Shut up.
They wouldn't have straight up.
Straight up, straight up. Shut up. Quick, eat this cookie.
Well, hold on.
That could have made it in your mouth.
Well, hold on a second.
How dare you come back?
They would never set us up, but send what equates to a hostage. So Lynette, she's gone. She's fucking gone. The publicist is gone. They set us fucking up.
I know.
She wants you to rappel down a wall.
I'm not.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm not kidding.
Show her chair.
No.
She's fucking gone. She was right there.
Like this. Here's proof. Show her chair, Caleb. Look, there's no one in that chair. Look, no. Here's what I think happened. No joke. 10 minutes out. What?
I just ruined the bit. But go ahead.
10 minutes out? Yeah. Oh, he's coming.
Yeah, but go along.
Thanks a lot, Dylan.
Here's what I thought happened. I thought when the publicist left, she's like, I was going to go call him. And then she left. Because notice, she got here 20 minutes early. She got here 20 minutes early. I think it was to scout us. She clearly saw what kind of tomfoolery we were getting into. She's like, these kids are fucking idiots.
Or she was
fucking
here.
Mike, you ruined it.
Or she was here like recording us and like is going to sell it to TMZ.
Your hair looks like spaghetti. Okay, I'm going over there.
So what's good? We're just going to... 10 minutes hard.
Watch, it's going to happen. 10 minutes, and then all of a sudden, he's going to have a flat tire.
Oh, sorry, I got a flat tire. I was trying to put Masvidal in a headlock, and the tire broke. Tire fell off the wheel.
About 10 minutes.
All right, Jeff, come on. Let's go. It's your time to shine. Get in the fucking chair, dude. Everybody loves you. Come sit down. Shut up. I'm not asking. You're not my manager. Get in the podcast, Jeff. I got to say this. Lately, you smell a little bit.
That's impossible.
Why is that?
Because that's just not true. Oh, was this a lead into the ad? I'm sorry.
That's all right.
This episode of Impulsive is brought to you by Dr. Squatch. Dr. Squatch is changing the way men approach personal care with high-performance natural products that smell amazing and will have you feeling and looking your best. Their products will help you feel like a man and smell like a champion. Dr. Squatch will take your whole routine to the next level, helping you level up your soap and step up your scent. Choose your favorite lineup of soaps, hair care, deodorant, and more so you never have another boring shower or routine again. Because who likes boring? No one. Here's the best part. Dr. Squatch soaps are made in the USA using only the finest ingredients Mother Nature has to offer. They're transparent about their ingredients and their production. In fact, all of their products are at least 98% natural in origin. Seriously, just look at the label. You can pronounce everything on there. Other generic body washes have harsh chemicals and harmful synthetics, and that is gross. They've got an easy subscription plan and 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you use Dr. Squatch and can honestly say their products are not the best you've ever used, they'll send you your money back, no questions asked. Ditch your shit products and get some Dr. Squatch. New customers get 20% off orders, $20 or more, using my code DSQIMPULSIVE.
Sniff it, smell it.
That actually smells fantastic. I could use some.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Back to the program.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Do we make money on this show?
A little, like a.
He gave me a thumbs up.
Because I never get paid. I'll get paid maybe like
I want everybody here to know that if I ever get fucked over in the contract, it's probably because my attorney is Logan's attorney. So he literally just calls and goes, yeah, this is what we're going to do. All right, buddy? And I was like, all right, sounds good.
No, he asked me too. He goes, by the way, you know, I'm doing this deal for George Janko, the guy you just signed on Impulsive. We represent him too. And I'm like, this is fucking attorney client
privilege. I thought
that's
not supposed to happen.
There's something you're supposed to sign. I think it's a no. We did, yeah. But I didn't.
Conflict of interest.
You guys are conflicted. That's why.
Conflicted.
Because he's supposed to represent both of our best interests. But if we're represented
you
by this,
say, hey, we trust that you're gonna like do the deal.
Sure.
George can't read anyway, so we.
You see what happens? It's Pierce. When I was taking pictures of the chain smokers, you know what he yelled out? Why are you even in the picture? And then you know what fucking Reed did? He goes.
What is? Does Reed make any other fucking face?
He just goes.
His response.
And then a Pez came out. And I just ate it. And I was sad. I was just sitting there eating the Pez. But you know what's great about prayer is I literally was like, how am I gonna talk to Logan about this? He's like, podcast. People are gonna talk about it.
By the way, this is my outlet. Straight up, this I talk about a lot of personal stuff in this podcast, and it's very cathartic to me. Something about. Oh, this is bad. Something about an audience makes me feel accountable.
Sociopath.
You're a showman, and also you only do it for likes. Well, this is why you and him are two peas in a pod.
Well, come on.
Your brother was right about you. You're a cloud chaser.
Dude, Jake sent me a text. I can't believe it.
Well, you guys never talk? What's... I can't believe he texted me. Ever since he's gotten so famous, he never responds.
Jake sent me a text the other day. I don't know if he wants me sharing this, but I don't care. Because I think it's
honestly.
Awesome. I don't care. Okay. I'm mean.
Okay.
He said, yo, yo, three O's on the second yo. One O on the first yo. I want to know how you view me, what you think my strengths are, and what my hurtful actions are. I want you to be brutally honest. Asking a couple of most trusted people around me. No rush. You can take your time with it.
Dude, that guy's building on himself.
I'm telling you, there's more to this story.
He is a therapist.
George, were you done?
That's it.
Oh, I thought you were going to read your response.
No, he's...
Logan didn't respond to anything. You just left
him on scene.
No, I said, what a sick fucking question. I'm going to ask my friends this too, and I'm going to ask you guys.
You don't want to ask us right now. I think you...
No, please don't. I sent him... You know what I sent him back? I took like an hour to write a thing on a plane for him. I sent him one of those messages where... You have to click the arrow. You have to click the message to open up.
Oh,
way
it opens
more.
A novel.
But a lot of good, you know. And look, come on. That's a breakdown only a brother could provide, bro.
I could break down for you. I've had 8 years of sharing rooms with you.
You didn't even send me.
But by the way, you're still a lot better than you used to be. There's just a lot of things that you need to work on. That's pretty personal. I don't know.
What's going on right now? Is this the Dana White podcast?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Next to me, he said, on my way. But you could tell he typed OMW and then it auto.
On my way.
Yeah.
Like no one ever wants to say that. No one ever wants to fucking say.
But what if
he
actually? What if it's actually
like the
him,
way they put
his head
it.
Back out the, I mean, his head out the window and he's like.
You really going that with that?
I'm a comedian. What are you going to do, beat me up?
Yes.
That's totally fine. I'm broke. I'll sue him, and I'll have so much money, and then I'll limp in here, and then maybe, just maybe, you guys will start being nice to me. So you can
what do you mean, you guys?
Actually,
you
Mike's pretty nice
it?
To me.
You think I've ever been mean to a co-host on the show?
Oh. By the way, I was watching. I did look back on how you guys treated them. They just didn't talk. They didn't really like.
No, it wasn't that, dude. It was.
Now you're being.
We're not getting into this.
I'm not being mean. They just didn't talk to you guys. Probably because they were terrified of you guys. He's fucking scared. You know what I told my dad? My dad's like, well, how does Logan make you feel? I go, sometimes when I see him, I get super excited, and sometimes I get super nervous.
Wait, that's fucked up.
Dude, mad people.
Why would you get nervous?
Mad people. Bro, because, dude, are you serious?
You're like, you know what you are? You're like an atom bomb. That sometimes you're like, yo, we're having a great day. Okay, this is what it is. If Logan's having a great day, we're having a great day. If Logan's having a bad day, fuck the rest of the day, my friend. That's why at the end I was like, I'm creeped out. I was trying to sneak out the door. Yeah, and then Mike's like, hey, where are you going? I was like, fuck, Mike, you piece of shit. I was sneaking out.
Because I saw you trying to make a clean getaway, dude.
Yeah, that's when fucking I'm out here by myself. Can I ask you something? When did Kevin start doing heroin? What's happening?
Whoa.
You're not supposed to tell that to the audience.
Go ahead, show the chair.
He's got parents and stuff.
He's got parents, George.
They should know what he's doing.
He's got an appearance.
He's making an appearance. He's actually being on Ellen.
Yo, what if we actually do run all of this? An hour and 20 minutes.
We need one more.
No, fuck you, bro. This is not a fucking...
The Dylan, episode Dylan, that could have
been. I have to say this. You're fucking fired. You are fucking shit canned for the 100th time. Remember when I said that in the live show and everybody got really sad?
Yeah, Dylan, our live audience loved the way you danced.
Well, did you
the
see...
The way you run in aerobics class. Dylan was out here doing the YMCA before our aerobics, before our live audience.
They moaned, though, when you
they
said that.
They were sad.
That.
They were super sad. Dylan's fired. They're it's like, all a joke.
What?
No, one girl goes, I hear a girl go, why? From the audience. She goes, why? It's like, I'm kidding, dude.
It was Dylan's cousin
from Dayton.
Here's what I think. I think you guys should have
why
kids when you're ready.
Why did you just say like you were from, like you're Morty? Why did you just say like you were Morty?
Jeff, who has kids, he's so serious. He goes, you'll never be ready.
Jeff's baby is funny, dude.
How old is your kid now?
She's almost two.
Is terrible's two a real thing? A terrible two, is that real?
She's good, but she has some.
You know I own 10% of that kid.
She
signed a contract when she was about, 2 weeks old.
Really?
I got 10% of her for perpetuity. She signed it.
Well, why is she not working, Jeff? Why is she not working?
What kind of skills thus far can she offer for Team
jump.
Maverick?
What?
She can jump?
Wait, are you going to put your kid in?
She also goes, drive.
She can tell me to get a
doing.
Car from A to B. Cool.
Wait. But what I'm asking, I guess, is
why would why? This is what I'm saying. You should have just been on the podcast.
Well, go
as soon as you sit down. Dana White's gonna walk in.
Can I just ask this really quick? It sounds to me like you're saying that she's going through character development. We would do this kind of stuff at corporate. Like she's going to seminars. She's working on that kind of shit. But I don't think that's any excuse to not have some sort of valid output from her at the same time. Like she should be creating. She should be providing some sort of.
Am I a bad parent because she's not creating?
No, I just think you're a shitty manager.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you're supposed to be. I would assume you're managing her as well.
No, my girlfriend manages her.
Got it. So, because I've seen the contracts, you didn't even do a right of warring nations. What's it called again?
Favored nations.
I don't think that contract got a court approval because of her age.
So I thought
because they're under 18. If you sign a contract, you then have to go and get it ratified by the court, and I don't think that happened actually.
Wait, this is an actual thing? You had a contract with your kid?
Yeah. I didn't. He did.
What are you doing, bro?
He did when I turned around.
No, he wasn't asked.
He had my child sign a contract like this.
Wait.
He shouldn't have gone there.
That's how sick he is.
Bro,
what's
wrong with you,
dude?
That's
actually fucked up, George.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
George, with a magenta crayon. I'm not even kidding.
You know what bothers me
the whole hand fist?
Is that he let it go because he's managing him, and he knows it's going to come back to him.
He eats too, dude. Yeah. We all eat.
Because he gets a percentage of
it. Too, man.
No, not. She wasn't. She was, like he said, 2 weeks old.
Dude.
But hold on.
Dude.
But is there any...
You need a therapist.
I know, but I keep ignoring
her.
Yeah,
but not the hot one that you just look at.
Bro, what? How dare you? How dare you?
Yeah. What, dude, you. This is you. When you opened up the first time with her, I was like, whoa. And then you turn around, you're like, I know, I'm working on myself.
Like, I'm working on myself. My therapist just happens to be really good looking. So what? George, be a professional. And by the way,
aren't you happy that he's at least talking to somebody?
He's not talking.
I'm not talking. I ignore her.
Why?
You want to know the last couple messages she sent me?
Kaylin. Kaylin,
we're losing.
Make sure that you get Logan to talk to the therapist.
She said, this is a real conversation. Okay.
Screw answering your brother back. At least answer the therapist.
She goes, hi, Logan. Reminder to prioritize your mental health and wellness. I'm available, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you know, my next 5 days is packed. And then she texts me after those 5 days. She's like, hi, Logan. We're past those 5 day packed days. How's the rest of your week? And I'm like, hey, you know, busy as fuck. I don't know how people have time for therapy when they're taking over the world. What do I do?
Here's the question.
She goes, you make time. Easier said than done. But once you prioritize it, work in your schedule, it's just there.
Facts.
I think she's taking the wrong approach.
I said, what if you only have time for building an empire and everything else feels ancillary?
I think she's taking the wrong approach. If she sent you a picture of herself, you would call.
Yeah, that is true.
Like you guys both? Are, you got, no. Whoa. Masculine temptation to fuel innocuous.
What does Oculus have to do with anything?
He lost me at fuel.
You're talking about 3D glasses now?
I tried to slam he's on the together way a period of big words, and it did not work.
This is what I'm you done. Need to do. You need to find somebody
should
that
should I stay in George leaves?
Fucking thank God.
Holy shit.
Oh!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Dana White and Dana White again.
Type of guy,
whatever.
I like headphones.
He goes, I'm half.
I'm a narcissist. I like to hear my voice.
Oh, way better, yeah.
It's good, right?
Way better.
Audio's good.
Yeah, awesome.
Okay,
Dana, why are you coming into Vegas at 11:30 p.m. on a Sunday night? It seems like a weird.
My daughter's cheerleading competition in Orlando.
I told you.
Yeah, we won.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's go. So I was gonna say it had to be a big competition. Like,
it was
like
worth
nationals?
It. Yeah. It was the nationals. Yeah.
She won?
They won, yeah. Won it.
It gets very impressive at that stage.
Sure does, yeah.
They do flips and twists.
Yeah, and they were going into that last one. For some reason, they thought they lost, and they were all depressed, crying and shit. And then the surprise was they won it. So
sick.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I can imagine after the judges came back with the results, you had a conversation with someone backstage.
And you said, listen. You know what? I don't even go near any of that shit. I stay on the outsides and just watch my daughter, and yeah, I don't get involved in any of it. You know, you got, if you've ever seen that industry, it's fucking nuts. It's like, you got,
they make shows about it.
The cheer moms and the, yeah. I'm not that guy. George, you know? No, we stay on the outside and just watch.
George made a funny comment. Seeing Dana White at a cheerleading competition would be.
What's funny is we're there, and so many people walk up to me and say, what are you doing here? The fuck do you think I'm doing here? I'm fucking here watching little girls cheerleading.
I'm recruiting, motherfucker. I'm recruiting an MMA fighter.
We just see if he's like doing the routine while looking at her.
Yeah.
That's funny. You just came from Florida. Like, you literally just landed. Came here. My heart out is I can go to Florida. I'm going to Jacksonville.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're flying out
we're,
after
yeah,
this?
Yeah, we're swapping.
Oh, no shit. This what are you doing there?
What am I doing there? Oh, WWE.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing WrestleMania, the whole WrestleMania.
Yeah, is that this weekend?
No.
No?
No, April 2nd, April 3rd.
What are you doing? Just
in Dallas.
Promotion and training. Look,
yeah. You know, shows to build up to it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go off the top rope. That's on my goal.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, I want to go off the top rope.
Is that smart? Dude,
we're happy to have you on.
It's good to be here.
I can't believe it. I texted you. I was like, hey, dude, we're going to be in Vegas shortly. We'd love to have you on the podcast. And here we are. Cause yeah, dude, you're a legend. You're a mogul, and I've been a fan for a while.
Thank you.
Which is why I don't let my brother's feuds get in my way of liking you, dude. In high school, the first article I ever read of you was I think it was about your favorite word, which was fuck.
Fuck.
Yeah, you had a big
favorite word.
You had a big fuck like sign. In your office. It was in like a newspaper, dude. You know, I like read it while I was eating Cheerios or some shit.
So when we first started, if you look at, it's a completely different world now than it was when we bought this company in 2000, 2001. You know, most of the editors at newspapers still existed. They were still, they ran the world, and they were run by these 65-year-old guys who didn't want to hear about any new sports. There was no internet. There was no social media. I mean, the world could not be a different place, and you did not say fuck. And I remember one of the first times I was ever on ESPN, I said something like, I said ass. Like, he said he's going to kick his ass. And everybody lost their fucking minds, man. It was like they were never going to have me on ESPN again. They weren't going to have me back. And so it was a completely different world. So, yeah, I was one of those guys out there early on that was doing shit that you weren't supposed to do.
Which is part of the reason you're in the industry you're in. Everything about it has been disruptive. It's funny how... Some things have become more acceptable.
I feel like everything has become more acceptable.
In other ways, though,
yeah, well, yeah,
not
yeah.
at all. It's this weird dichotomy that's the exact opposite. But like, even, dude, I remember, this is fucked up. I remember the first bit of like softcore porn that I saw was like a Pamela Anderson spread in my dad's, you know, like bottom drawer, right? And it was the big Pamela Anderson spread. And now that's just like your every other Instagram model.
Yeah.
Times are changing, Dana.
No, it's true, man. I mean, everything has completely changed since, you know, since 2001 when we bought the company. But, yeah, the world's out of its fucking mind right now.
Speaking of out of its mind, what's going on with Jake Paul, Conor McGregor? Is that fight happening or what?
Probably not, no.
Are you closed off to it completely?
I'm never completely closed off to anything. I used to say that about, you know, things, but I don't say that anymore.
Smart.
Because you never know. You never know what could happen, but...
I feel like every time you talk about him, you're never really, really that angry. Is it because you see...
I said I don't hate the kid. Then he came out yesterday and said, well, now that you love me. Well, I never said I love you. But I said I didn't hate you. There's a big difference.
That's what he does. He'll twist your words.
Yeah.
But is it because he's disturbing the media kind of like how you did when you kind of started? Do you like see yourself in him? Is that why you're not that mad?
No, listen, he's a young kid out there trying to make some money. And I don't fault anybody for that.
You're a very calm person. I've never seen anything. I've never seen you get like really riled up.
I'm old, man. I'm fucking old. I'm old and tired. I don't get fired up like I used to. Sometimes I do, but not much anymore. Not much pisses me off anymore.
Do you see a route for whether it be Jake or somebody else from that space getting into like a main card UFC fight if it were to, you know, do tremendous things for the bottom line? Is that something you're interested in doing at all? Or
everything we do kills the pot. I mean, we have the most successful combat sports business of all time. Mm-hmm. And what we do here is completely different than what him and his brother are doing. You know what I mean? I'm looking for the absolute best in the world. These guys who have trained their whole life, they fight in these smaller shows and then they make it to the UFC and we've put the best against the best. It's just not what we do. There's a market for what these guys do and there's money to be made in it. You know?
For sure.
Not saying that I don't do those type, like I brought Brock in. But Brock won the heavyweight championship.
Right.
You know what I mean? I brought CM Punk in. That one didn't work out as well as Brock. but it's not like I don't try to do these. When there's the Floyd Connor fight, you know, the fans wanted to see it. Everybody wanted to see it. That fight took on a life of its own. Floyd and I got together and figured it out and it made sense and we did it.
So do you think that Jake probably has a little bit more to prove to you as a fighter? Like what can he do to deserve a real look at that being a possibility?
Well, he shouldn't even be fighting Conor McGregor. These guys are fucking huge. Mm-hmm. He's huge. His brother's huge. I mean, what's your brother? 6'1"?
Yeah.
210?
Yeah.
Conor McGregor's 145, 155 pounds.
Oh, he fights that low. I thought he fights like 165.
He's looking a bit thick now. I think the argument is that he is at such a higher skill level. And that was why Floyd took me on, right?
100%.
I'm bigger, but he's a fucking god.
But what did Floyd figure out? You were so big, and you figured out how to tie him up, and you know what I mean? It's just, there's weight classes for a reason.
Yeah.
And
what if Jake can cut to 145?
He just cuts half his body off. Like, how do you do that?
Jake brought the type of guy to cut off a limb to make a weight class.
Do you think he could cut to, you think he could make 70?
One set.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Exactly.
I don't think so.
It's such a spread.
And it's a stretch for Connor to fight at 70. You know what I mean? He fought Nate at 70. But that isn't his fucking weight class. Yeah. Not even close.
Yeah. But okay. Fuck the Connor thing for a second. What about any other fight? Like if I wanted to do a UFC fight, is that something you'd entertain?
Who would you want to fight?
Don't know.
You have wrestling and boxing.
I could get it done.
Do you ever do jiu-jitsu?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could get it done, Dana.
I'm not saying no.
Dana, sign me.
I'm not saying no.
Dana, sign me now.
I'm not saying no.
Fantastic.
Is there a part of you that because of Jake's approach to dealings and how he uses that the attitude and style that he uses to drive media attention and that being off-putting to people like yourself? Obviously, you guys have had this feud going. Is that something that would affect your decision making?
No, it was never off-putting to me. I mean, in this business, you know, it's about attention. How much attention can you get? But more importantly, who gives a shit? Who cares that you're going to fight this guy on Saturday night? You got to make people care. You got to make people stay home. They have a lot of different choices on Saturday what to do with their time. You got to make them stay home and pay for it. And you know, everybody has a different style of doing that. I'm not against it. I mean, if I really don't like you and whatever, I won't respond to you.
Got it.
You know what I mean? I would have never responded to it. I don't know.
It's interesting to see how many hurdles your organization has had to jump through or figure out, because again, you guys are a disruptive organization. Even things from like piracy, which I imagine is a motherfucker,
right?
Well,
you should know. I mean,
yeah,
your events, you know, your demographic are the pirates, man. They're the ones that are...
Yo, y'all gotta cut that shit out.
It's true though. Yeah, and we've taken a hard stance against piracy, and we spend millions of dollars a year battling it.
Have to.
Yeah.
Do you think the technology to stop piracy online is going to get better, or do you think the kids are going to get more adept at figuring it out?
I think the kids are way ahead of it.
Fuck.
Way ahead of it. It's just, you know, you have to be persistent, and you really have to go after people. You know, you can go out there and threaten all. You know, you can put that thing up on the window on the fucking TV that says, you know, if you get caught pirating this event, you can... It's a different story when you fucking get caught.
Yeah.
We caught a lot of people and prosecuted people for it.
Sick.
It's a whole nother fucking ball game. That guy's calling me up crying, begging me not to do it.
Damn. All you had to do was pay $50.
That's it. You know, and these were guys that were doing it in bars. Their bars were stealing.
Oh, wow. You're losing a lot of money.
This is a true story. I mean, where were we? The guy, Memphis, Tennessee, and we were doing looking for a fight, and we were doing this wrestling thing. And apparently, a guy on that street, I put his bar out of business. And they were threatened that if I walked out, they were going to shoot me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, if I walked out and did this fucking skit we were going to do for looking for a fight, they were going to shoot me.
Damn.
Yeah, no, that was fucking real.
I was going to ask you if you've ever been put in that type of situation, because this you're in the fight world, which is like people are you want to fight.
Yeah, no, there's, yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever been like, oh, fuck, I'm not going to get out of this one? Have you ever been caught in that type of situation?
No. I mean, what are you going to get caught in? We're either going to...
I'll tell you what.
Shit's going to fucking go down shit isn't going to go down.
I get nervous for you when I see you standing between these fighters who look like they want to eat each other alive.
I'm getting too old for that shit, I can tell you that. Yeah, no, these guys are fucking big, fast, fucking crazy. Like, I'll tell you the one that made me go, holy shit. Why am I even fucking standing here? This is fucking stupid. It was the Black Beast and I want to say it was Blades. Blades and the Black Beast. Any of those big fucking heavyweights, man. Right. They're so powerful and it's just like...
Like, what are you going to do?
Nothing. Yeah. They'll fucking... I'll land in like the sixth row. I will get ragdolled. If they really want to go... We need a lot more people to break those guys up.
I just experienced this. This is why I know, especially now, I have so much more empathy for you. We did this slap fighting championship in Columbus, which, by the way, is fucking insane. That event, it was insane. And I was the Dana White of slap fighting for the day,
yeah.
And I had to stand between these guys, and bro, I wasn't gonna do shit. I was horrified. These guys are what, 370 pounds, and so you stand there. Is it for what, for the picture, for the show?
No, it's more out of respect that hopefully they won't, you know,
because you're the boss,
that they won't fucking do it to me. Exactly. You're there to fight on Saturday. You're not there to, no matter what you say leading up to the fight or how much you hate this guy or whatever, the fight's on Saturday. And if something breaks out on stage, first of all, it has the opportunity to ruin everybody's money on Saturday, right? It also, you can hurt people. Something else could break out inside the arena and it could get crazy. And we'll get in trouble by the athletic commissions.
Really?
Yeah, you get in trouble for that shit.
But it's such a good show.
But that's what everybody thinks. Oh, they must love that because of the pay-per-view. Yeah. No, now we look like a bunch of fucking monkeys, and the athletic commission thinks we can't handle our business. You know what I mean? It's not good. Trust me, it's bad.
You're real professional about it because and you
can't let these guys touch each other. Cannot happen. And you know, you fought. Everybody here is a man. If you get fucking disrespected in front of the whole world by somebody, whether he slaps you, kicks you, punch you, and it happens at the press conference on Wednesday, the only fucking thing he's thinking about is, I'm going to get his ass back on Friday during the weigh-ins. And we can't let that happen.
Yeah, yeah. Even like the thing with Khabib, when he jumped over the...
Well, that started with, they grabbed Artem. They caught him in a hallway somewhere, Connor's buddy, Artem, and they fucking grabbed him and smacked him around. Connor jumped on a plane from Ireland with 20 goons and came out here, and that's what happens.
Damn.
That's another reason. That's just another example of why that shit can never happen at an event.
But it's such a good show. Yeah.
Connor went to fucking jail for that. Connor went to jail. Connor was sued by multiple people and that thing. And, you know,
For throwing the dolly through the bus?
Yeah.
Okay.
And for us, it was...
He launched that thing, launched too.
What's a PR nightmare for us.
What's it been like working with Conor McGregor? Like, what's that experience been like for you?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been you know, if you look at what he's done... in Europe and Australia for us and the United States. You know, he's the first real megastar that the UFC had. So, you know, there's been some interesting times. He's an interesting dude to deal with, but for the most part, it's been awesome.
What do you see in it for his future?
I don't know, man. How much desire does he have to keep doing this, and what kind of a level can he maintain with the lifestyle that he has now? You know what I mean?
What do you mean by that?
He's got shitloads of money,
yeah.
You know, and this isn't a business where you make shitloads of money and stay on top unless you're a very special individual, mentally and in every other way.
Who's the toughest fighter in the UFC right now?
God, that's a tough one.
It's got to be Sean O'Malley.
Sean O'Malley is
definitely a rising star, but you guys, the guy just fought yesterday, his name's Pajeda. He's the guy who fought Israel Adesanya twice in kickboxing and beat him. Bad dude. There's so many bad dudes in the UFC.
Yeah.
For a while, we thought Masvidal was the...
He's
one of the baddest, yeah.
I mean, that kid came up street fighting on
that's
the
coolest
Miami,
shit ever.
Right?
That he was on the YouTube fighting with under Kimbo Slice or with Kimbo.
Yeah.
In like
yeah.
The street,
oh, he did like backyard boogies?
Yes, dude. Yeah. Back in the day.
Oh, damn.
Back in the day. And then became this great UFC fighter, which is awesome.
Yeah, he so Mike, the guy who managed Kimbo and took care of him in the early days, was Masvidal's guy, too.
Oh,
he actually showed up to the fight. He was there to watch the Masvidal fight the other night. Great dude.
Yeah.
So you know, I used to talk all kinds of shit about Kimbo, you know, when Kimbo wasn't in the UFC. He's a bum. He'll always be the toughest guy at the barbecue and shit like that. But, you know, then we ended up talking. Again, you think you'd never do a deal with somebody. So we end up doing this deal with these guys. We meet them at a hotel room here in Vegas, me and Lorenzo, my old partner. And we're going into this room with fucking Kimbo Slice. I'm like, we might go in there. This dude might just fucking beat the shit out of me and leave. So we go in. Couldn't be the nicest fucking guy in the world. And his manager, Mike, is one of the best guys I've ever done business with.
Sick.
Straight up, I mean, what he says he does, he's going to do, he does, and you couldn't meet better people. So don't judge books by their covers, man.
Kimbo was a great sell. That was very, very exciting. You know, I watched the UFC all growing up, and watching Kimbo fight was cool because it was cool to see online go into something more traditional that I loved.
Well,
and he was doing movies too.
As far as I can remember, he was like the first viral thing in fighting when the whole internet started. Yep. You know what I mean? I mean, everybody was watching
tons
that.
Of views.
It was crazy. Yeah.
I think about this often because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm kind of just a marketer. I just happen to also be the product. And watching your organization and watching some of these fighters who are, you know, really, really incredible fighters, the best athletes in the world, sometimes watching their inability to sell themselves like I think they should,
right,
is I put myself in your shoes and I'm like, okay, if X, who we know is the best fighter in the world, was a little more this or a little more like this person, how do you combat that? Or how can you make profiles of these fighters to get people invested in their character like Conor does so well himself?
It's true, and that's why Conor was the perfect storm, man. He could market himself. People loved him. He had that it factor, and he could fight.
Yeah,
you know, so
whole package.
It's very rare. It's a fucking unicorn. You find him. Maybe if you're lucky, you can find a guy like Conor once every 6 or 7 years. And not maybe not to that level, but even if it's even close to him, it's a home run. What I've learned in the business is you can't expect that from everybody. You know, people say to me all the time, why don't you give them media training? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? You're either it or you're not, you know? And the truth is, you don't have to be all that. I'll do my job, you do your job, and we'll get you to where you need to be. You know, all I care about is that you can fight. If you can fight, you can be a deaf mute. But if you're the baddest dude in the world, we'll figure out how to sell
it. But also a deaf mute would sell.
100%.
That'd be sick.
That's hot.
Do you have like a development team for fighters? Like, is there a team in the UFC that's dedicated to like brand building and like putting together creative packaging to set to?
We do. From our PR team, you know, our PR team does a great job. Lene, who's in here, had a PR sheet. You know, they do a great job of getting them out there. You know, Lene, for instance, like when the girls, let's say a girl does something big in the sport, wins the title, whatever, she'll literally take them out shopping, get them all dialed in badass clothes, and then put them on the tour and take them out to you know, all the big interviews that they need to do. And we have a team that helps, you know, steer these guys in the right direction when it comes to social media and where they should be, help them get on it if they're not, and stuff like all that. We don't do any real media training because I like – whoever you are, we'll sell it.
Authenticity.
Yeah, just be you. Like, just be yourself. Like, if everybody fucking acted like Conor wouldn't be special. You know what I mean?
My one little final pushback is like obviously be you. Authenticity is great, but like what if you is just boring?
It's there. It happens. You know, you being boring is what it is. How do you fight? That's all that matters.
Yeah, yeah. Because
people aren't tuning in to hear you talk.
Yeah.
WWE is a completely different story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They have to sell themselves. In this sport, you as long as you can fight and you're a badass, that's what people are showing up to see. They're not there for the speech. They're there for the fight.
I know. I just always try to maximize. I'm always trying to maximize. Like, what again, if you can fight and you have that whatever. Because I actually don't agree with it. You either have it or you don't. Like, I think it can be worked in. I think
maybe, but then it's not authentic. It's not authentic. But it can be tuned. I'm all about authentic. Yeah. Who are you?
Yeah.
You know? And you know what's crazy is a lot of these fighters, the way they're built, they don't even like to do fucking PR.
Oh, of course.
I mean, we gotta beat them over the fucking head to do PR.
Dude, PR is the worst. Dude, I'm a PR guy. When I'm in fight mode trying to do camp and they throw me in these PR things, it's the worst thing ever. Right. And I like love media.
Right.
I can't imagine people who literally fucking beat the shit out of other people for their permanent living have any fun doing any sort of media.
They do not.
And they don't even have any training with it.
And it's a battle.
I have a question that's going to come off like it's like humorous, but it's actually a serious question I want to ask you. This whole people identifying other genders, would you ever allow that in the UFC, being it being so unfair if one person feels like they actually truly feel like they're identifying as a different gender than they are?
What's the question?
Would you let a man who identifies as a woman fight in the woman that identifies as a woman?
It happened in our sport. There was a fighter named Fallon Fox, who was a male fighter who became a woman. And he was out there beating the shit out of women, you know, left and right. And then finally he ran into the wrong woman and she beat his ass.
Oh, shit. Oh, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
She beat her ass.
Yeah.
back to the creative packaging really quick. Sugar. We love this guy. I love this dude. Like he's very enigmatic and fun and mysterious and awesome character, but he could fight.
Yep.
What do you see his path looking like?
Yeah, and again, he's one of those guys that has everything that you're talking about. People love him, and he's got that thing that attracts people to him, and he can fight. So we're just going to keep building him up, and we got a fight coming up in Arizona. We were going to try to fight him there, but something happened, and he's not going to make it on that card. But, just keep working his way up the ladder.
Speaking of working their way up the ladder, a little gear change right now. We got there's another podcast on YouTube. You may have heard of it, called the Full Send Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know those guys pretty well, right? Yeah. Those are all buddies of ours.
Love them.
Kyle, Steve, all those guys. They had a pretty controversial guest on.
He's our president. What do you mean he's controversial?
No, hey, listen. I'm not president. Saying, he's not controversial. You know, I'm just saying, is he not controversial?
Sure.
Okay.
He's so, president. We're the good president of the United States.
Right. So, did you make that happen? That episode? Like, were you the one that landed the guest?
Yeah.
You got to land us a guest.
Yeah, Dana.
We need Rogan, man.
Did it upset you when they took it down?
Well, that's where I was.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. It's insane. Why? Why would they do that? Why would they take that? And what was bad about that interview that should have been taken down?
So the reason.
If you look at all the shit that's on the fucking internet, that's what you're going to take down? Are you fucking kidding me?
ISIS is just sawing off somebody's head. They're like, no, that's fine. Leave it up. Take down that Trump podcast.
So the reason was.
Middle Eastern, it's okay.
The reason was from YouTube was that it covered a topic which they have been flagging and taking down, which was conversations about election fraud. And by the way, this is not from me. This is their opinion. Because those conversations, they believe, were a contributor to what happened on January 6th, right? To the riots. So, shit, I completely lost my fucking train of thought.
I think you're doing great.
No, so where I was going with it was, my concern was with it was, have we not reached a point now where we can have conversations about that stuff without being as worried about there being some sort of fucking like bro, nobody's good, because Full Send puts a podcast out with the president and talks about the election fraud. No one's going to be like, damn, it was on Full Send. Like, let's go burn down a fucking school. Like,
total crock of shit. Total crock of shit. But you saw on the podcast, Trump told them this podcast will be taken down.
That's crazy.
He told them that.
Foreshadowed it.
It's crazy. And yeah, that thing, did you see it on Spotify? It's the number two. I mean, that thing was on its way to pull some serious.
It got pulled from Spotify as well?
No,
it's on Spotify. It's Rogan's number one and they're number two on Spotify.
For that episode.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Because we're the number one podcast in the world, like, unequivocally.
Yeah.
If you just how do we get into a conversation? Hold on now. How do we get to a conversation where companies and private organizations can remove your freedom of speech? Like, how is it that
I'll tell you, because the guidelines don't support misinformation, whatever that is, and who.
But we're in a country that abides by that.
Who decides what misinformation
that's,
is?
That's
especially when you start talking about COVID.
I mean, not. I mean, at this.
Are you fucking shitting me? Who's got the misinformation?
Who's got the information?
Who do you fucking believe?
Who's got the information?
Who do you believe?
Who do I believe, Dana?
Right?
I don't know.
And where did COVID go? fuck did COVID go?
Oh, this podcast is probably going to go down too.
Nah.
Wait, hold on. Let me be the guy to say it. You know, this podcast is probably be taken down.
Where did COVID go? Where is it?
That's a valid fucking
Well, there's a
question.
War going on now, so.
So COVID gone. Good time. So do you, think about this, right? We're talking weeks ago. This wasn't like fucking months ago or years ago. Weeks ago, we all still had to be COVID tested. There were fucking lines of cars parked up for fucking miles for people to do the drive-through COVID testing, and you couldn't go here and you're gonna go there. Gone.
The tents are gone too. They
fucking
packed them up.
Gone.
What the fuck, man?
Poof. Fucking nobody.
I mean, dude, listen, I'll always sit here and play devil's advocate. Whether or not I agree with you, I'll sit here and play devil's advocate. The answer that you're going to get is we saw a massive, you know, 95% decrease in cases, whatever it was, based
Incredible.
On. Based on. I'm just saying.
The timing is fucking.
This isn't me.
Impeccable,
this is
huh?
me. No, but we had it. We had an Omicron surge, which got basically everyone. And what happened was, as opposed to what I believe, is as opposed to efficacy of vaccine, you saw what a lot of people were calling for from the start, which was herd immunity. You saw everybody got it. So everybody fucking got it. So now people aren't getting it because everybody fucking got it. It's basically like every city's Miami. You know what I'm saying? Like
so it fucking just, everybody got it. And it died with the Omicron.
Well, listen, like I said, this isn't
me. That thing was fucking mutating and it was coming through fucking, you know. Omicron killed it all. That's it. It's over. All
right, maybe.
We all got it.
Maybe it was Putin.
The herd got it and fucking that's it. It's over.
No.
Yeah. Bullshit.
I want to bring up a point, a talking point.
But you know what fucking pisses me off more than all of that is that there were so many people that lost their jobs, businesses, so many families were destroyed. Nurses and doctors that didn't want to get vaccinated were fired. The heroes that we called heroes were now villains. And then all of a sudden,
I just am curious like where the blame lies. Like clearly the response to it was not good.
So let me say this. So this is the discussion. You've made some points. I've made some points.
He's sure.
Is this misinformation? This is a fucking discussion.
This
is a discussion.
I don't believe it is. I think the way that we are handling the discussion, this is what our team would say. This is what our guy with the J would say. Since we are offering counterpoint to point and discussing it openly with both sides being considered,
that's how America works.
100%. But, and I'm sure you can agree with this, there are a lot of shows who don't do a good job of balancing point and counterpoint. And so you end up with these fucking steamroll. I mean, dude, go back to the days of fucking Alex Jones when he was on top of the world with InfoWars.
He's a bad example.
I'm so bad. You're right. He's an outlier. But
You couldn't have gone further.
Yo, whose side are you on, Mike?
I'm offering a counterpoint. And I will always do this.
But
always
way more
advocate.
People than Alex Jones so, are
sorry.
Getting ripped off the fucking internet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or getting 100%, fucking ripped down.
100%.
Right. But
I just meant for, just meant his ability to activate an audience without a counterpoint. Do you understand what I'm saying?
But even nuts, right. You take the nuttiest of the nutty, are entitled to have an opinion in America.
Let's go.
They can have an opinion.
100%. Yeah.
You know what? And you as another American, can agree with it or not agree with it.
I'm a first gen because my parents were going to get killed for having an opinion.
Yeah.
So that's why that shit means a lot to me, bro.
It's true. It should mean a lot to everybody. It should mean a lot to everybody. The fact that Trump's podcast with Full Send got taken down is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
And more importantly, it's scary. That's very fucking scary.
I agree 100%. I agree 100%. I think
voter fraud, my fucking ass. Bullshit.
Dana, well, now this...
What does Bieber will be
so long?
Shit.
Well, no, but he's not
bullshit.
No, but he's not. But we're not talking about. We're not talking about it. He's not making claims about election fraud. So we can say election fraud, but it's. I guess. Listen, that fucking podcast was getting taken down no matter what.
100%.
It didn't fucking matter.
That's nothing to do with election fraud.
You got a controversial political figure going on a show run by people who are 40 miles over the fucking line on everything they do. They got a target on their back.
Political figure was the 45th president of the fucking United States.
I'm not denying that or calling that in.
Like, no, you keep talking like he's Alex Jones. He's fucking the president of the United States.
I understand that. I'm not.
That's insane. It's fucking batshit nuts.
But it would be even more batshit nuts to claim for even a second that he's not a controversial figure. You know what I'm not saying that. I'm just simply saying everybody's sound whatever.
Me too. We've been dealing with it this whole day.
Oh, my God. Okay. YouTube's ahead of it. They're just cutting it off while we're doing it.
Can we get that looked at? Thanks.
They're way out ahead of this one.
I mean, look, we...
I'll tell you when it's back. Yeah, but it's wild.
But 100%. This is a topic that more and more people need to talk about and need to discuss. It's crazy. Listen, this world that we live in, we're all becoming so dependent on social media. You know what I mean? And it's like everybody's worst fucking nightmare is that your shit gets taken down. Oh no, I can't run my business, or I don't have an opinion, or I don't have a voice, or I don't have this or that. But you have to start looking at the consequences of something like the Full Send podcast being taken down.
But what do we do?
I'm on it. Believe me, I'm on it. Working on shit.
Legislature?
I'm working on shit literally all fucking weekend. I've been working on this. And
You're pissed.
Huh?
You're fucking pissed.
Yeah.
I mean, you should be scared, bro.
Yeah.
No, 100%.
This is why I think...
It's scary.
I think somebody said this to me and it really fucked me up. It says a prisoner who doesn't know he's in prison is the best slave. So all these people are like, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I go, you guys have no idea what you're building up to.
That sounds extreme, but he's not wrong.
No.
He's not wrong.
You're working on it. What are you doing?
They're not back.
Yo. Yeah, mine's still not working. Is yours? Yeah. Is yours working?
No.
Me either.
Take it off.
Fuck it.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you working on?
What can people do to help?
That's true.
That's not a petition.
You have to start looking at, first of all, you have to start looking at alternative social media platforms that don't censor, okay? And it's one thing when you say, and it's easy, you know, you got a guy that you don't like Trump. Oh, fuck him. You know what I mean? Good. We don't have to see his tweets and we don't have to do this and that. No, till you say something they don't like. Mm. Or until somebody else says something they don't like. That this country was built on free speech, man. It's our God-given right. And you don't have to agree with everybody. And it's actually better when you don't agree, because what happens is it starts conversation, it starts debate. And it's just one of the things that have made this such a great country is that we have that right. When you have a company or corporation or government that can come in and fucking tell you what you can and can't say, it's just, we're in a scary place. And I was watching this guy that Rogan had on, and he said, how do you get to a place where a lot of your freedoms get ripped away?
Is it Jordan Peterson?
You do it. Yeah.
Little by little.
Little by little by little.
Push somebody a few feet and then they push them a few.
And it starts to actually feel normal. Especially when you start to do it to the younger generation who hasn't lived as long as we have and lived the life that we've lived and understand what your freedoms really are in this country.
I think more than anything else, what happened last week and just the idea of that all this happening in general is important to start this conversation.
Yeah.
This is where I will actually draw a line. I believe that it would be irresponsible to simply say, fuck it, let everyone say everything they want. I on the internet, right? Because we have the capacity and ability to reach people in ways that were never believed, right? And and people can really mass message entire audiences of people on grand scale to what end? Like, my question to you would be like, is there a line? Like, is there a line?
There's not. Not with free speech.
Got it.
You know, listen, there's things like racism, anything to do with hate of other people and things like that. But as fucked up as it sounds, even those assholes have the right to free speech.
See, that's what I'm getting at. You know what I mean? Like, where is there a point? You know, and also.
But I think that is. I think that's a guideline that people, have banned on social media and other things, where everybody can agree.
Yes, correct.
Everybody can say yes, even though I truly believe that everybody should have the right to say whatever they want to say or be who they are
and deal with the consequences.
When you're dealing with hate and things like that, that's one that we can all agree on.
And so I guess what the conversation ends up coming down to is, because it also becomes risky because there is an inherent right for private entities to decision make on their own accord. And so technically speaking, YouTube, Google, Facebook, private orgs run by individuals who can decision make and say, we don't want your business. You know what I'm saying? These are all counterpoints. These are not my views. I just want to provide.
Right. And to be fair, I agree. To be fair on the other side, if you're running a business like that, I mean, I can't even imagine the shit that they get on a daily basis from absolute lunatics hitting them up saying, you shouldn't be able to do this, you shouldn't be that. And what happens is you become inundated with this type of shit every day. But at the same time, you have to take a stand and defend your company. I mean, I do it all the time. We went through COVID. Mm-hmm. I went through COVID.
Right.
You know how much fucking shit I got for going through COVID? It was insane, like nothing I've ever experienced before. The media attacking me every day, people trying to fuck us at every turn. And, you know, my belief going through COVID was, again, this is America, man. We don't fucking roll over and run and fucking hide from shit. We take it head on and we figure out solutions to problems. And this is a fucking virus. And if it's as bad as they say it is, we're probably all fucking dead anyway, right? You know where I'm not going to die? Hiding in my fucking house. It's just not me.
That's
never going to be me. And I'm going to get out there and try to fucking keep my employees employed, keep these guys feeding their families, keep the fighters fucking working, honor their contracts, honor my TV contracts. And we did all of that through COVID. And I was the fucking devil for even fucking considering going through COVID.
So how mad were you when you saw the tents are gone?
When I saw
all the tents and the lines and everything all gone.
It's not even that I was mad. It's just I knew. And I don't know if you guys remember this, but early on, I'm getting this podcast pulled for fucking shit.
Yeah, way to go.
Early on, there were these images coming from China, right? Of people like dropping.
Talk about this all the time.
Yes, bro. What are
these images? Flies in the street. We're like, whoa, COVID's
crazy.
And guys
come out with like hazmat suits on from fucking outer space and pick them up and put them in trucks and shit. And I remember we were at dinner one night, and then it was
like
we
heard that it's coming here.
Tom Hanks got it.
Yeah.
That was the breaking point.
I said to these guys at dinner, if Tom Hanks dies, the world's going to lose their fucking mind, man. Yeah, everybody's going to go fucking crazy.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Right? So.
What happened to those videos?
Right?
In the middle of the street, too, and they just plummet.
Exactly. Wait, why?
How did they know they were going to just die? Why were you just running to death?
Do we even know if they died? Like, what were these videos? How are they just collapsing? Because we look back now that we know what it is.
Right.
I don't know if it works.
Why were those cases so serious?
I got COVID. I worked out twice a day for 10 days while I had COVID.
That's insane.
I don't do that when I'm healthy.
So, but listen, and I'm not dismissing COVID like it wasn't real. People fucking died from COVID. COVID was real and people fucking died. But to get, you know, the entire world to agree to shut down your fucking life for almost 3 years, right? Not let your kids go to fucking school, hide in your fucking houses, everybody wear a mask, all this shit. You put out some pretty scary fucking images of people just dropping in the fucking streets.
Now, when
you think back on it and you look at what happened, what the fuck was the camera doing there when that guy just fucking dropped in the street? And the truck just happened to be there with the out of space fucking hazmat guy who jumps out and puts him in a fucking truck.
So what do you think?
Listen, I'm not saying it was staged, but...
Let's have some fun, man.
This is where it becomes misinformation.
we had Alex Jones. Well, they didn't like that.
Your editor's going to be up late tonight.
He's like, we got your podcast back. It's 11 minutes long. What the fuck?
Yeah, he showed up late for the fucking thing, so he can only do 9 minutes.
No.
Why were they falling over?
But you guys know I'm not fucking making this shit up. I mean, this happened. We saw it. Me and my buddies fucking saw this happen. We were out at dinner that night and talking about it going, holy fuck, this thing's
Tom
crazy.
Tom Hanks can't die.
Huh?
Tom Hanks can't die.
Well, there is a group of people who would be super happy about that.
So there's a group of people who don't like Tom Hanks very much. They think he's a.
Oh, they think he's. Well, he hides kids in cabinets.
The Wayfair people.
He works for Wayfair. That is not misinformation.
That's a whole nother story. That's another brilliant, brilliant fucking thing that these guys, whoever the fuck these people are, you want to talk about marketing geniuses? Whoever put this whole fucking thing together, right? The way that they have divided this country, not just black and white and, you know, white and white and fucking if you're a celebrity, you're a fucking pedophile and you're with Satan and you're drinking baby's fucking blood. And pizza. Fucking, I mean, pizza. Right down
look how
to
it radiate.
It's fucking crazy, man. These people have done a brilliant job in dividing this country and making this country fucking weak, man. And the truth is, doesn't matter what color you are. Or what you got going on in your fucking life. We're all Americans. You know what I mean? And usually what it takes, unfortunately, to bring us all back together is somebody trying to fucking hurt this country. When somebody tries to attack us or tries to do something, we all just sort of come back together and we become Americans again and we do what we got to fucking do and that's kick some ass.
There was no uniting event like 9/11. Not in my lifetime. Truth. I mean, it truth, brought man. Everyone together on a level I've never fucking seen before. Everybody, no matter how much they fucking hated their neighbor, no matter how much they hated their principal, their ex, whoever it was, we were one. We were one country.
I'm not saying that's what we need. What we need is something that brings us back together again. And
what is
even
it,
if it's
Damon?
For another, you know, 20 years or something, get this country back together again. I don't know what it is. You know, you got everybody saying that it's definitely not fucking Joe Biden. It's definitely not Joe Biden.
No, but is it, once again, question for you. Is it either of those two, or by the way, the current two-party system, the way we're set up?
I
feel like the way I was describing it on Twitter the other day, I feel like we're set up where you have two people that are supposed to be working together on a school project, right? And depending on what the project is, if it's how to create green energy or if it's freedom of speech, whatever, one team is doing all the work and the other team is trying to burn the school down and kill the teacher. That's where we're at. The teams are not working together. One team has an idea. The other team's only mission is to not also score, is to not put points on the scoreboard, but is to simply block the opposing team's shot. So nothing gets fucking done. We are at a fucking stalemate in this country because of the current system.
It's so true. I saw this thing yesterday on Instagram, and it was Kendrick Lamar doing this freestyle rap. And he's like, from Compton to Congress, it's Bloods and Crips, red versus blue.
Crazy.
Like, and he did this whole, I was listening, I'm like, that is fucking brilliant. So true. And it's in line with exactly what you just fucking said. It's bad, you know. And the
why
thing
don't
is,
you be the president? Huh?
Why did you
be the president?
Dana White. So
he's
well.
Already a president.
Yeah. No, I'll stay at the UFC and do my thing. I would love to
see you talk out there. Like, fuck this, it's not right.
I would never. I don't know why anybody would want to do that to themselves. You know, and I'm always I'm biased with Trump because I've been friends with the guy for 25 years, and you know. He's got so many good qualities about him. But I mean, when he was president, the economy was strong.
Sure,
everything was good.
Absolutely.
But I don't know the answer to that question, man. It's sad and it's scary and it's whatever. But we need something, whether it's the president of the United States or, you know, something to unite this country again and get us back together.
I think it has to be the president. I think it has to be somebody that comes in and is able to unite the aisles. We've had uniters. We've had great uniters in the past. And it's really, really unfortunate not to you know, down either of the guys or the past three or four, but it's like it blows my mind that a country of hundreds of millions of people that has produced some of the greatest projects, the greatest, you know, works of art, creative businesses, entities cannot put together a fucking champion, uniter, person that says, yo, we're not doing this shit. We're not fighting anymore. I'm not against you. We're on the same fucking team. So whatever issue you're having, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about this and make these problems go away. Mm-hmm. And no matter what you want to say about Trump,
economy was great. We were definitely winning for sure. Let's agree, he wasn't doing the best job of uniting the fucking aisles.
Yep.
That's just a given.
And I'm cool with anybody who can come in and unite us, man. It's all about unity, and it's literally that's what this country needs right now more than anything, in my opinion.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
I think what I've been seeing with my own eyes, I see a lot of people take information that's half the information and running with it like to their death.
Oh, that's massive.
And that's like, it's a problem because I'll have conversations with people and be like, yeah, but he said this and did that. And then I'll just get on my phone to see if he did say or do this. And I'm like, where?
Headline culture. You know Twitter now, when you go to share an article, it warns you you're sharing an article that you haven't read. It warns you. It says, yo, you are now sharing an article that you have not even fucking opened.
Interesting.
And you're, because you're about to make a caption. There was one the other day about, you know, there's all these, you see these news articles about this person and pedophilia or this person and this or that. And it's from these like shady ass news sources on the right and left. And all of a sudden you see a post come out. This is what this side is fighting for. You know what I'm saying? 150,000 retweets. The motherfucker who tweeted it didn't read the fucking article. It's has true. No idea. It's headline culture is one of the biggest problems we have.
Right? That's 100%. What's dividing us.
Yeah. And you don't know what's true and what's not true. Where the fuck did this come from? Is this real? We literally don't know anymore what's real and what's not real. Until somebody starts being held accountable, whether it's the people who posted it or I don't even know. I don't know the answer to that one. But somebody needs to be held accountable for that kind of shit.
And it comes down to trust, too. There was a time in this country where everyone trusted sources. Like, dude, now based on this COVID situation, the scientific community is now under scrutiny. And it's like, dude, since the beginning of time, your doctor, the scientists, the people that run that side of this country were the trusted sources. And now?
And the reason is because if you had a doctor who opposed the narrative of what they were selling, you know, they destroyed him. They would destroy those doctors. How does that make any sense whatsoever? Mm. You know what I mean? When you go to a doctor, if you went to a doctor today and he said, we're going to have to amputate your leg. What are you going
to
do?
Go to another fucking doctor.
Fucking right. No, you're not. You're going to go to like three. Okay. You want as many fucking opinions on that as possible. I don't want one guy's fucking opinion. I want as many as possible if they're going to amputate my fucking leg. That's common sense.
Yeah.
Right? There was no common sense allowed during COVID.
This is the
fucking deal right here. And if you think otherwise, we're going to fucking bury you.
Yeah, and people will burn you alive for just even asking 100%. Or being curious to the situation. That's what scares me the most, is that you can't even be curious about things, or you're a racist or a hypocrite. And I'm like, 100%. Whoa, those are some pretty fucking deep lines to be calling me.
Yeah.
Just because I'm asking the question.
Well, that's how you shut somebody up.
Right.
When you get everybody behind you, start calling them a fucking racist. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to be called a fucking racist.
Maybe
we got some problems.
Like, yeah,
we really do have some fucking problems, dude.
It's true.
Someone needs to step up, dude.
Or you just start putting the dudes in cages. Put them in the fucking octagon, dude.
Then you know what? You know, like
Trump,
funny you
bro. You put Trump versus Biden.
Because
you know how many tickets that sells?
During all this bullshit, while all this stuff was going on, my mentality was this: fuck all these guys, fuck them all. I don't give a fuck.
I love that.
Go do whatever you want to do. I'm gonna live in my own little bubble. In my UFC world and do my thing with my guys. And what's I was very lucky in that all of my employees, nobody walked out, nobody pulled any of that shit. Everybody stayed, everybody fought through COVID with us. And the fighters, we're all aligned. We all think alike. We all, you know, we're all on the same page when it comes to a lot of the shit. So the fighters were ready to go. My staff was ready to go. So we built Fight Island and did our thing, man. Let the rest of the world go fucking crazy. See you later.
Now, your pivot during COVID was incredible. I was curious to see how a lot of big corporations would do it, but your guys was remarkable, and Fight Island was a perfect solution.
Thanks.
Yeah, congrats. I have to go. I have that plane to catch.
Pesky flight. Yep.
That pesky flight. But
we could have done this one. Could have been 3 hours.
I really love this podcast.
No, you're a really smart dude, bro, for sure.
This was cool. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, bro. Thanks for coming out. Yeah, it was a real honor, dude. And thanks for flying out here. I was going to say something else. I forget. I'm like approaching the brain dead level of the night.
Been going,
this is what I was going to say. Latest podcast we've ever done.
I heard you to bed early. Yeah.
Yeah.
No wonder why you've been so successful.
That's semi-true. Depends on smoking weed. But yeah, bro, Dana White, thanks for coming on the Pulse, bro. Appreciate you. Guys, if you're not, subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. We love you. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.